NYC Health and Hospitals today unveiled its first art collection from people being held at Rikers Island. Naomi Huth, the chief curator and director of art collection for the Arts and Medicine program at NYC Health and Hospitals, is joining us on Drive Time. Naomi, thanks for being with us. Tell us how this exhibit came about in the first place.
Of course, sure. And it's just a director of the art collection for Arts and Medicine. So the way this came about is Arts and Medicine department started an exhibition program about a year ago, and we really wanted to take an interdisciplinary approach to how we were going to be doing the exhibitions. So for this, we worked with Correctional Health Services Creative Arts Therapy Program, and we selected works that the patients had created over the last year or so and showed them in conversation with works from our permanent collection. We really wanted to show that art can be a tool to connect people and share ideas, and that's possible regardless of your situation, of where you are, and what struggles you're going through.
So for these Rikers detainees, in some ways, this art is a health and wellness program for them.
Correct. So it is. So that's done through the Creative Arts Therapy Program. And a lot of the patients there have found that through the art making progress, that they are really able to express their ideas, and they have a lot of really improved emotional stability and a decreased feeling of hopelessness and anger. There's also been research suggesting that exhibition of their work allows incarcerated people to feel seen by their community and can serve as a bridge between those inside and outside of carceral facilities.
So I understand this isn't just paintings or drawings, but it's other art as well, songs and writings.
Correct. So we have some pieces on display at Woodhull Hospital, and then we have a variety of other pieces as well that people can find through the Bloomberg Connects app that includes additional artwork, songs, some poetry, and also a short play that was written by the patients.
So you are the director of art collection for NYC Health and Hospitals. I didn't realize the system had such an extensive collection. I bet a lot of people don't.
Yes, I think that's something that, you know, very few people even in New York City are aware of. So we have over 7,000 pieces in our collection. The collection actually started in the 1930s with WPA murals and has continued today with our mural program that we work with the community on doing that, which is funded by the Laurie M. Tisch Illumination Fund. And what we do is we try to take an evidence-based approach to put artwork up throughout all of our 90-plus sites. To really aid in the healing process. Our artwork is there to kind of improve well-being for both the staff and the patients.
Are there any exhibits for the public, or is this mostly just for your hallways and your patients?
Sure. So it's both. So all of our hospitals are public hospitals. They are there for anyone, no matter what your immigration status is, what type of insurance you are able to have or not have. So they are public hospitals. So by that, they, you know, people are able to come in and take a look at the works. And this exhibition will be up for at least the next year.
Naomi Huth at NYC Health and Hospitals. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much for letting us know about this.
Thank you so much for having me.